The exact topic, the name of the topic, I'm not 100% sure how to describe it, but I think we'll call it Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. We'll go through a lot of different halachas, which are negeya, being that we're living in a Jewish state, everything over here is Jewish, a lot of different halachas, and things come up, we'll go through all the different issues. For example, you get a phone bill, right? And if you didn't pay the phone bill on time. So when the phone bill is late, so you get in, you get what they call in this country a knas. They call it a knas. That's going to be a very big shaila. Why? Because that's going to be shaila ribbis, right? You're supposed to pay up your chayv. You didn't pay it, and you're late. So the shaila is, are you now allowed to go pay your phone bill, being that you're paying ribbis? There's one thing in the gaya for the people who are in Brooklyn divas. Just one piece of advice. Do not put the phone bill under your name. Same for some of the Brooklyn. Don't put it under your name, put it under somebody else's name, brother's name. We had a lot of mices that was, you know, buckles and everything. So, left, came back 2 years later, after his hasna, opens up a phone bill, and he sent him the bill. He has like $60,000 bill with Wack. When he's a bucker, it was under his name, and the deer never paid off, and just the rivers piled up. Just one piece of advice, don't put anything under your name. Down. Okay. Upon him. So the shaila is with ribbis, right? So minik by the bracham dira b'dar klal, they're late, right? They pay the bills late, and you run up a shaila. They run up ribbis. The shaila is a mutter to pay the ribbis. So it's like this. Batsim b'yisoid, it is a very big pound. Right? It is a pound of ribbis. If a company tells you for every day you're late, you have to pay them amount of money. You have to pay more. It is a big problem. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do write a heter iska with all the companies. Bezek, the gas bill, phone bills, all of them do have heter iska. So, b'di'eved, if you're in a situation that you didn't pay your bill and you're paying up some ribbis, you can be samach on heter iska and you can just pay it straight up. But it's not, heter iska is always not ideal, so it's better for two reasons to pay bills on time, right? You shouldn't run up the ribbis, you shouldn't have the shadow ribbis, you gotta pay your bills on time. But if you don't, b'di'eved, you can be samach that it has to say. In terms of where you're allowed to eat. So I don't know, I don't know what situation in England, but in America, in Marshall, most of the Hashem are pretty similar, like the OU, the Star K, the Chaf K, basically everything's more or less, the Hashem are very, very similar. No really knows the difference between any of them. And if you want to eat by somebody who's not as from a zoo, somebody a little more mad than you, but that kind of America is not such a problem, because all the Hashem are more or less the same, everyone more or less eats the same Hashem. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, it's kind of like that. The good Hechsheim are a million times better than any Hechsheim in the world. Why? Because over here people are willing to pay for chumras. That's where everything, you know, the food over here is very expensive. Why? Because they're having a lot of chumras, and chumras cost money. So the good Hechsheim are a million times better than anywhere else in the world. But mitzad acher, the bad Hechsheim over in Eretz Yisrael are very big problems, and they're definitely much worse, at least I say America, not about England, but it's definitely much worse than the average Hashem in America. So you have to be careful if you're going to eat by somebody, you're going to, you know, relatives aren't as from as you, you have to ask Hashem's Chacham before you go do it, because B'chal not Pashut, in terms of what they're eating, whether B'chal, you could be fine about it, even Shasat Chak. So before you go eat out in different places, you should ask Hashem. I'll just mention a couple of Hashem, which everyone eats. I'm not coming up with other Hashem, I'm saying. But everyone basically eats Vedat Zedek Heredis, right? Landau, Reuben, Sheris, those are like the four best, that's for sure. The other ones also very good, I'm saying. But those four, if you know those four, you're definitely in good shape. There's also big problems in Eretz Yisrael, Chum Samaisus, Vijon, and Mechos Laretz. You know, when you buy fruits and vegetables, you have to make sure there's a good hechsher. On fruits and vegetables, people with that klal, either they only buy Vedat Zedek Heredis, or Rebbe Fati also people like. But it's kedai to try to be machim on those two hechsherim, which is my issues. It's kedai to machim on those two hechsherim. Another issue in Eretz Yisrael over here, which you don't have in Chutz Laretz, is the bug problem. In Eretz Yisrael, the fruits and vegetables are infested with bugs. Oh, fuck back. They're infested with bugs. Mashenkei, in Chutz Laretz, you don't have such a problem. You have to be careful also, before you eat fruits and vegetables, you have to know the halachas of Telam. I just figured out orange, the mushroom. Oranges, right? In England, any problems with bugs and oranges? Not that you know of, at least. Okay. Over here, they say there's a very big problem on the peels. They're little black dots on the peel, the orange peel, the lot of them, which are really are bugs. And when you peel your orange peel, it's going to go on your hands, they come off. They go on your hands, and then when you eat the orange, you're going to touch it, and it's going to go off on the orange, it's going to be a problem of eating any bugs. They say before you peel your orange, you have to wash off the orange. Before you peel it, you should wash off the orange, the outside of the orange, wash off very well. Like that, all the bugs are going to come off, and then like that. Every fruit has its own. You have to know these halachas. All fruits have the issues. You have to know very clear the halachas about them. Fine. Now let's go on to speak about taxis for a couple minutes. All right, taxis sound like a very simple. What halachas can have in taxis, right? Anyone know? Wait, is Gabby here? Okay, Gabby always gets it. What do you say? Bargain down. That's a mitzvah. That's a chiyuv. That's one thing about this country. Any price in this country is not the price. It's the bargaining price. Wherever you go, I'm saying, besides the pizza shop, it's a pizza shop, eight shop. But anything, food is basically just the price. Any other place you go to, any store, they tell you price, you always try to bargain. That's kind of worse than bargaining. I'm saying. If you pay the regular price, they can think like, you know, then I think you're a loser. Like a pun, so you always have to bargain. So that's a mess. Anyhow, so one thing tax like this. There are Jewish taxes and there are Arab taxes, right? So state the Pasuk in Chisinka, Mekalam, Masecha, the Spedashans. There's a mitzvah to take a Jewish, give Jews parnasa over going parnasa. This goes bain by buying and by selling. So it's good to use Jews as opposed to using going. So if you have a choice between taking your Jewish taxi or Arab taxi, so if you're in Gaman, you're not going to have any problem if you're with your wife. She probably holds Kukh Nefesh Tegar taxi. Which, okay, you know, there's what to say about that. But anyhow, but even if it's not, you're with four bachim, you're three times bigger than the guy. Still, there's a halacha, you're supposed to be makdam a Jewish taxi over a Geisha taxi, therefore it's good idea to take Jewish drivers over Geisha taxi drivers. Now, this halacha, the taxi drivers know very well. If you ever get that, what? Yeah, both taxi drivers are the same. Nap is cheaper. This halacha happens to be if you ever take taxis.
It's cheaper.
What? The average is cheaper. Why is it not that, no?
That's big. Different.
What's this? I have to know this, right? What has it?
There's something cheaper.
Why?
If you get
out,
it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, why? It's not the money, they don't use the money.
No,
you never did one. Okay, that seems correct. What were we saying? Yeah, it happens to be, if you ever take a taxi, it's very funny. The Jewish taxi drivers know this halacha very well. If you ever have a taxi driver and you see like a guy who picks up Arab, you see a taxi driver curses the guy out. What's he doing going with Arab? But Akapanam, you should be mad if taking a Jewish taxi over a guy's taxi. Why else? They didn't have to back on the salad. There was one exception. There's one time you should not take a Jewish taxi driver. What is that? Erev Shabbos, close to Shkia, you should not take a Jewish taxi driver to Shalef Ne'iver, because you're causing him to, if you you're going from here to the Kaisa, right? And you go from the Kaisa, find him for Shkia. So you're causing him to drive on Shabbos to Shalef Ne'iver, therefore you shouldn't take a Jewish taxi driver, you should take a Geisha taxi driver. Now, I'll tell you the truth, I mean, as Katanya Maskayon, sometimes it's pretty hard to know the difference between a Jewish taxi driver and a Geisha taxi driver, right? It's really no difference. But chutzna, I can't really tell the difference. Maybe you know because you always get them because they're the bar. No, so it happens to be that 2 months ago I went to the Kaisel. It was like close to like a half hour to the half shkia. So I was with my son. So I asked the taxi driver before I got in. Are you Jewish? He said no. What's your name? Achmar Bungangwa. Okay, I got it. And I'm saying, the whole time, like, I was like, Masopik, if he's Jewish, is he Arab? I couldn't tell, you know. So I was asking questions to try to figure out if he's Jewish, is he Arab? So finally, at one point, I don't know if you guys know Israeli politics, but I said something about, like, the peace deal, you know, the Arab tax drive, they're called very right wing. You guys don't know about these things so much. Anyway, I said something, you might know about this. I said something about, like, the peace deal, I think they should do a peace deal, you know, with the Arabs, I think it'll be good. And all of a sudden, he started, like, screaming, like, there's no way the Arabs ever make peace. And so I have to whatever that he thought was Jewish, but okay. I called a favor. I wasn't labor because you know that was my fault. But anyhow, upon him.
Does that mean if you will do anyways?
No, it's like this. The idea is that you have to go with enough time that he has enough. You have to get out of the taxi enough time. Some people say that he has enough time to get home, or different list if they say if he has enough time to get back where you were. Unless he took from yeshiva. It's a 5-minute drive. It's enough time to get back from yeshiva. So you're not causing doing extra driving. You know, came back here. That's what Haira is. Akapon, have to be careful. Close to Erev Shabbos. Akapon, during the week, Jewish taxi drivers, right? Unless it's cheaper, like Abby said. Tell me that the Arab taxi drivers are cheaper. It's the idea, which I didn't know. But if it's true, so the Chavetz Chaim says like this. Chavetz Chaim says, what's the law if the Geisha labor is cheaper than Jewish labor? Is there also a law that you make them to Jew over the guy? Chavetz Chaim says that if it's Shavu, Islam is a chiv, take a Jew. If the goyse drive is a little bit cheaper, he says, not a chiyuv, it's still a mitzvah. So there still is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah.
Yeah, better service by the
goy. Same thing. Give a better service, if they come, yeah, better service. All the things, why, are the Arabs better or worse? Right, so there are some people who say the guy is a sixth. If there's a sixth price difference between the Jewish and the Goyim, then you should take the Jewish over the Goyim. But it's not once it's not Shavu Shavu already, the Chavos Chaim, Avos Chesed, Perakei, Oisvav says it's not Mamash Chiyuv, it's just Rishus, and people say. Now what's with Mamash Shabbos? Mamash Shabbos, for those of you who have not cursed Mamash Shabbos, right, there's a free bus, right? Free bus, you ever see a stampede, someone's running to catch a free bus, right? Talking about cooking flesh, you have to, you know, that could be if you're going to stampede. But anyhow, Shabbos wasn't taking the first bus on Mesha Shabbos. We're taking taxi right away. Shabbos, out to Mesha Shabbos. Being like a taxi driver, drove on Shabbos to get to you.
It's not free, that bus.
That bus is not free?
No.
Which one?
That bus, I bought Shabbos by the taxi.
Not free anymore? Or?
No, it was never really free. Just they know that you've got Shabbos clothes on, so you won't have money to pay. So they let you off for free. But really, it's special pay the next time you go on the bus and you have money.
This is the best kept secret ever. They called it free bus. You work there again? Yeah, they said that? Really? Really, very interesting. Okay. So can you take the, we'll call it the not free bus. Okay. So anyhow, like this. So the Shabbos is Maisa Shabbos. Now, besides Maisa Shabbos, the place you can say like this. Now, Maisa Shabbos is not so posh, because even though the guy drove for you on Shabbos, it's also your Maisa Shabbos. Let's say you're being nenef on something which the guy didn't look on Shabbos, you're not being nenef on the actual thing that he did. What the guy did, he drove, right? What was block he did? What block is driving? Why can't he drive on Shabbos? What's this, sir? Avar, right? You're doing avar, right? You're burning the ish, right? So when you get into the taxi now, you're not having enough from. If you cook on Shabbos, right? I cook you a steak on Shabbos. I serve it to you, right? That's my Shabbos. I'm eating the steak. I'm eating nena from the thing which I as a Shabbos. I'm eating nena from the food which I as a Shabbos. When I get into a taxi much of Shabbos, I'm not being nena from the gas which you use. I'm not being nena from the actual thing. So the hikai did the place to say that it's not a problem taking the first taxi and first bus. What? Okay, but
he didn't drive for you. He drove for himself.
He drove to pick up the passengers, you know, to make money. You're saying. The hikai didn't say it's motor. Mitzah, that's a good point. Saying what's it? Oh, Yishai make a point. Maybe I didn't place to say it's mutter. They say maybe it's Chol Hashem. Maybe to have Yashas, maybe it's Chol Hashem taking Amish first bus. Maybe it's Tzad Chol Hashem. But maybe I didn't mutter to take the first bus. This happens sometimes. Again, we go shopping, bus let's say in the taxi. Fine, you don't have exact change. The taxi costs 22 shekel. You give them 50 shekel, and the taxi driver gets mixed up. He thought he gave you 100 shekel. So he gives you back 78 shekel. So the question is, can you just take the money and, you know, his fault, you know, his mistake, not my fault, can you just take it and go, or you have to tell him or not? So, the halacha is like this. By goyim, the halacha is, tois akum is mutter. If goyim makes a mistake, you didn't fool him, he made a mistake by himself, right? You take an Arab, Gabi takes an Arab taxi driver, and that taxi driver, that's why it's cheaper, because they make mistakes more often. So they make a mistake, give you extra change, the halacha is tois akum is mutter, and you're allowed to keep the money. There is a baragola which does say that if it's shaykh and kash shem shemayim, give money back, about it's the right thing to do. But mikra didn't tois akum is mutter. If it's a Jew, then it's twice. If a Jew makes a mistake, I bet it's going to be Osir, and you have a chiyuv to give it back, and you don't give it back, it'll be considered Zela. This may be also in all the stores, I'm saying. The shopping list, and you look over your shopping list a lot of times, and you notice they forgot to charge you for something, or along those lines, or they gave too much change. So we're talking about a Jew, so it's considered Tos Yisrael, and you have a chiyuv to call up the store to tell them they made a mistake, and have to, you know.
It's invested
in what?
It's invested in lots of checks.
You're not mechuyev to check. Right? It happens to be a good portion of the times there is a mistake. But you're not mamash mechuyev to check because, you know, I don't know if you make it, could be you're losing money, you know. It's from what I understand, I think the mistake is more usually the other way around. But it goes both ways. I'm saying, you're not mamash mechuyev to check because whatever. I'm saying that there is a mechila. But if you do know that they didn't charge you about the. If you do know they didn't charge you about it, you'd be mechuyev to give it back. And you'd be mechuyev to give it back. You go to the soda machine, right? You put in 5 shekel, I think it's up to 5 shekel now, and you press for your Pepsi, and 2 Pepsis come out. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, so that klal b'ksiv aveda, Shabbos aveda by a goy, the paskin that you're not mukhrim a Shabbos aveda by a goy, it's also to do a Shabbos aveda. My shekin over here, all the sodas owned by Jews, therefore there'd be a chiyuv to somehow get the money back or give the soda back, call up the guy, whatever it is, outside Shabbos aveda. If there's any aveda you're going to find basically in basic soul or places like that, being that it's roiv Jews, the bechir of Shabbos aveda, and it won't be mutter. Hashem, if you find it, if you find money in saying chosar, it's that called roiv goyim, and it'll be mutter to keep aveda. I just mentioned about Shabbos aveda. I just mentioned money, right? Everyone knows the Gemara says if you find money, what's halacha?
Keep it.
Why are you allowed to keep it? What? Wait a second, what? Everyone at once, huh? The last thing says, otherwise in the Kishas Kosha, that the money does not have a simen. Therefore, when a person loses his money, then that person is always checking his wallet to see how much money he has. So therefore, a person right away, when he realizes he lost money, and therefore a person, yeah, he should be like, give the money. The Shabbos man is there. How many people have to take a poll over here? How many people know how much money they have over here? Who knows how much money they have in the pocket? Okay? 4 out of, let's say, 30. I don't know if people have to see. Sometimes we have people who yes, no, or I don't know. How many people don't know how much money they have in the pocket? 5 to 4, 21, I'm not sure. Okay. Akapana. No, the barak is not enough. So the child is, there's a discussion nowadays. Rav Yashin wants to tie it, and nowadays, being that people don't know how much money they have in their pocket, maybe it's Nishtana Metzias. Therefore, he wants to tie it that maybe if you find a small amount of money, that if you pick it up, it wouldn't be yours. The nice the chazanish is make, and that's almost the nice right place. Definitely, if it's a decent amount of money, a 20 shekel, a 10 shekel, something which is a significant amount of money, definitely those situations, a person can be simultaneous and be able to pick up the money and be able to keep it. Let's talk a little about tefillah. This week, we're starting with St. Talmud Lerachim. Now, the shaila is, in Chutz La'aretz we start December 4th, December 5th, in Eretz Yisrael they start Zayin Cheshvan. What's the reason why? The reason why is, being Eretz Yisrael is Gevoy Mekar Rotzes, therefore Eretz Yisrael needs more water, therefore they start asking for rain earlier than the Chutz La'aretz. The shaila is, what do people who are just here temporarily, what do Bachim do? Should they say St. Talmud Matar, or should they do the same bracha and wait till December 4th, December 5th? So before we go by there, the ones who are here, what did you guys do last year? What? What did you say? Very good. Okay. Okay, so we're doing this year. Okay, so let's start chat like this. Just have to mark them one thing. We're giving Shiva St. Talmud Matar, but don't say it was Zayin Cheshvan. Last year, I gave Shiva, like, I think it was like a... On Gimel Cheshvan, and a guy came up the next night, Rabbi Marburg, your shiur was so good, I said, St. Talmud Matar. On Hei Cheshvan. So I don't know what he did, just went after it. So I was telling you, you should wait till Zayin Cheshvan to save St. Talmud Matar. So it's like this. Now, good you have it, if you happen to be, if you save St. Talmud Matar before Zayin Cheshvan, Shemazam does say that, but the other year, like, so why? Because what's the reason why we wait till Zayin Cheshvan to save St. Talmud Matar? The reason why is that being made Bisman like a Mara that these two early ragel, until they got the last people who finished going back home, took the Zayin Cheshvan. So Shem, Bisman is that, well, not early ragel. Do you say that now that you should ask for the rain right away, or you should wait till Zayin Cheshvan? So nice, we pass like the Ran. The Ran says, this is an interesting Ran, the Ran says that even though Bisman is there, Even Bisman Azeh, there's still a minute people are illegal on Shesh Ragal, there's still a minute Bisman Azeh that people go up to Yerushalayim to go illegal, therefore, still a Sheikh is to the old Tarkon, therefore, wait till Zayin Cheshvan. So Shem Zaman says, B'diyavet, if somebody by mistake he said, say Talmud Matar before Zayin Cheshvan, B'diyavet, Shem Zaman says that you're to the on B'diyavet, and then to make sure to wait till Zayin Cheshvan, but if you do it, I guess you can feel free to call me, but you know the Allah already. Fine. Now, in terms of what do you do, fine. Now, this Sugya is very different. Kape Yontif, how many days Yontif does everyone keep?
Two
days. Why do you keep 2 days? I think what I said, somebody's died the laxer. If you died the laxer, you come to a place and you have das to go back to the other place. I think what I said, since you died the laxer, it's kilu, you're over there, you don't get the lachas of the place where you are. Kape St. Talmud Matar is a whole different sukkah. Machlik is not crying, but the Zelba sukkah in hand. What's the reason why? Because what's the St. Talmud Matar? We're asking for rain. Now, you need rain just as much as your Israeli neighbor needs rain. You're going to be here for a year, you also need rain. Copy whether you're Israeli or England, fine. We're not going to call you Israeli. You're definitely still English. But copy needing the rain, it's a whole different sukkah because you also need the rain, like they need the rain. So Ken Zayn, it's different than Yotter Sheni. Yotter Sheni, we're trying to figure out what nationality you are. Are you Israeli or you're English? Are you English? Mashenken over here, we're not looking for that. We're looking to see if since you also need the rain, therefore Ken Zayin, also over here you should ask for it right away. Machlekes, Mishavurim, Kavizayin, Mishavurim, Machlekes, Pichadish, and Pimagad. What's the Lachal Maisel? So basically, two psakim. The stipler said you should be choshev the chumrah, and you say in Shemakelein, you should say the same talamata of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He says that nusach, that's what the stipler held. Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman, also Rabbi Shafainzi and Dalek of Beis, so let's start with Rabbi Shafainzi. Rabbi Dalek of Beis says that there's a shayla in the Beis Yisrael, there's a shayla. Let's see in England. I don't know, do they need rain in England the whole year round? What? They don't need rain in England? Okay, if you're in a place where they need rain all year round, Zakhtar, the Beis Yisrael has a shayla, Ken Zayin, it should be mutter to ask for right away after Sukkot, right away it should be mutter to ask for rain, because what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz-Lartz? The difference is that Eretz Yisrael they need rain right away, and Chutz-Lartz they don't. So the Beis Yisrael has a suffix, let's say you're in a country which you need rain right away, so the Beis Yisrael has a suffix that maybe you should be able to ask St. Talmata right away. The Beis Yisrael is a suffix, it says the Maisa Yom Tov. So like Rabbi Yisrael, being that over here in Machlekes, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you should say St. Talmud or not, do you say that you also need the rain, or do you say that the Lachzer? And they say that has another suffix that Ken Zayin, if you come from a place which needs rain, so if you come from a place which needs rain, so like Rabbi Yisrael, that's another tzir to say that you should ask St. Talmud for the whole year round. Say English not again? Not again, you guys? You guys don't need rain? Okay, so throw out my mission. Anyhow, Rabbi Yashar from Zan will say that the whole shaila of Daita Lachzer, not Daita Lachzer, copy rain, is only Negea if you're going back before December 4th or December 5th. If you're going to be here from now to December 4th, December 5th, the Sukkot Yashar Shem Zalman, everyone agrees, they say St. Halmata in Baruch Aleinu, because since you also need the rain, you also need the rain right now, therefore they both say St. Halmata right away. So kids, the passage is the halacha that you guys should start right away, you should start saying St. Halmata by Zayin Chesron, unless you plan on meeting soon, I don't know what I'm saying, but if you're planning on being here for this man, and you're gonna, then you should say St. Halmata right away, and that's the passage. Now, if somebody forgot to say St. Halmata in Baruch Aleinu, what does he do? Besides Gavin. So what does he do? What do you say? Shema Kaleinu. You're saying Shema Kaleinu. Fine. Let's say if you have a Shema Kaleinu, what do you do? What happens then? What do you do? If you got after Shema Kaleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. So somebody has to come down following Shaila. Who's that name? If you got in Baruch Aleinu, he says St. Bracha. He's supposed to say Shema Kaleinu, we forgot. Remember, in the middle of it, say it, okay. So finally, he's going back to Baruch Aleinu. Goes back to Baruch Aleinu, and then he forgot again. Now the topic was, should he go weiter? He has 3 tefillin now. What should he do now? Should he just go weiter straight to Shema Kaleinu and say Shema Kaleinu? Or there's no point in that, or maybe just skip Shema Kaleinu right away, because he already said those brachas, right? He already said all those brachas, right? So he just went back to saying Baruch Aleinu. So maybe he just skip Shema Kaleinu. And the third side is, maybe just go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's what he has to Shema Zalman. So the person went to Shema Zalman. Shema Zalman was out to Yiddin, and saying, and he was busy with like Sfera Shailas and all, you know, things that get all kai, so the guy went in to ask him the Shaila. So Shema Zalman said, it's not Lachal Maisa. Doesn't answer it. So the person went and said, the person outside, who, you know, the guy's the most answering. So Shem Zalman said, Meshugana! Like upon him, Shem Zalman passed him that Lamaisin, in that case, he should be Mamshech and he should say in Shema Kaleinu. Said, being that if you went back to Baruch Aleinu and you forgot, he said, just be Mamshech and Lamaisin say in Shema Kaleinu. One of the things about Negea, if somebody forgets the same Talmud on Erev Shabbos, so if you forget, let's say, on the regular Mitzvah, right? If you get the same Talmud, and it's ready, Zman Mincha is over. So what do? It's Mechuv to Daven, you're not here to Shemin Esrei, it's Mechuv to Daven, 2 Mayrus. There's one exception to that. On Erev Shabbos, if you get St. Talmata, so Meshavur passes, Mechuv to Mishayim, that if you get St. Talmata on Erev Shabbos, so by Shabbos Mayrving, you say, anyhow, you're not going to say St. Talmata. You're not going to be Marviach saying St. Talmata. Therefore, the Meshavur says that being that you're not going to be Marviach saying St. Talmata on Erev Shabbos, therefore, you can't daven on. Will you not be that married? 2 marriages on those Shabbos. So, let's say somebody has a suffix. He's a suffix if he said St. Talmud or not. He doesn't remember. Like, some people are more forgetful than others. It's a suffix whether he said it or not. So, look, it's like this. There's a chazakah the first 30 days till you say 90 times. The Mishnah says the chazakah that you cannot say the same time of the chazakah, say the same bracha. If somebody's masupik and doesn't know if he said it, the law is you should not know. Therefore, if you're a type of person who's a type of person is always very masupik about things, it's kedai to say 90 times, you know, whenever we start, saying a bracha lehna, saying the same time of the bracha p'naidama. You say 90 times, then you're used to saying it, and therefore, b'kai gavna. It will get you out of sveikas. But akapam, the halacha might say, if somebody's masupik, if he has a suffix right away, he doesn't remember saying Saint Alamata, the halacha is he'd have to read that Shemeneser. Just one more thing, the Gemara says, I guess we'll have to mention that next week, the Gemara says, somebody walks Dal al Amas in Eretz Yisrael, muftach loy shuv ben am haba. If you walk Dal al Amas in Eretz Yisrael, you're muftach loy shuv ben am haba. The enrichment of Chesem Shvu brings down a machlekes that could be is considered every Dal Amas somebody walks in Eretz Yisrael. So Ken Zayin is considered a mitzvah every Dal Amas somebody walks in Eretz Yisrael. There's a merdik of Gemara Ksubis. Gemara Ksubis at the end brings down that Amor is doing share, and he, I was going to give you. When Amor is doing share, he made sure that when he gave share, that the weather was very good. He made sure that the air conditioner was on. He made sure that there was shade in the summer, and in the winter he made sure it was warm. Fuck the Ben Ishchai, what's the pshat? Why was he so worried about that? Make sure everybody's so comfortable in the share. Worst comes to worst, the guy's not comfortable, move over a little bit, move over to the shade. Fuck the Ben Ishchai, that Mikan Techacha Magulo, he says that it's also to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want people to say they were doing Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want them to say, like, oh, this place is very hot, the weather's no good. It's also to say something bad about Eretz Yisrael. It's Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael. We see from the Meraglim, right? The Meraglim said Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. What was Lashon Hara and Meraglim? He didn't say Lashon Hara about anybody. It wasn't about a person. Normal Lashon Hara, you say Lashon Hara about a person. I'm not going to say Lashon Hara about people. They say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Because if they say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and Takish, no, I'm saying it's a murder because it's supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that Virid Eretz Yisrael Machkin, right? The person who's steig in Eretz Yisrael twice the amount of, it's like twice the amount, I'm saying different words, it's twice the amount. That person who's steig in Eretz Yisrael twice the amount that he's steig in Kustars. And the Hum should, you know, it's a Eretz Yisrael is a gold mine. It's a great opportunity, and the Hum should use the opportunity well, and the Hum should steig it.